expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
And we're live.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Right, let's wait till we get to the. Let's wait till we get to our lead in here. Felt like my chair just went out from under me. Good morning, Cybermon!
Sorry, I think the smoke's finally getting to me.
I have to go to the doctor now and get traction. I mean, this chair, I touch the button and boom, hit the floor, and holy crap.
Non-compliant furniture.
Wow. Today is Sunday, August 26th, 2018. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal who's on the phone, but she's trying to get a hold of our guests here, which should be momentarily, Jodan Gorman. And we're really glad to have him on because this is he's a great guy. And also, we're in the studio here with Red Smith, who's on the unfunded seventh circle of a non-existent recovery. While the mainstream media, prostitutes, politicians, and self-serving banksters have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call Old Glory.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
And just for fun times and giggles, we decided to light all that on fire.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the problem is. The pot fields are burning, man. My eyes are watering.
California, the national dumpster fire.
Yeah, good grief. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. California is just so out of control and stupid right now. I just don't even know what to say. Wow. Unbelievable.
Our guest probably has a good answer for that one.
Probably got a good line of thinking, being from Tennessee and all, and I guess he's from Tennessee. I know he lives in Tennessee, I'm assuming. I was actually back in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, and unfortunately I couldn't get to the party over there that was going on because I had to do the red eye in and the red eye out, and then got back here in the smoke for the red eye. But I believe we have our guest online. He's Jodan Gorman. He's from Intellectual Frog Legs. I've been following his stuff, and I've actually become an executive producer, and he probably doesn't even know it. But anyway, hopefully he's on the line here. Are you there, Joe? Dan?
I think so. Hey, you guys.
There we go.
Hey.
All right, very good, very good. How's things back there in Tennessee, Joe Dan?
Man, we're doing great here. I just want to point out that you guys have the worst accents.
We can always change them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what a California accent is.
I just say that when you said it to me.
I know everybody thinks I'm from New York for some reason.
I don't know why. I'm not sure what a California accent sounds like, quite frankly. But
I was out in Los Angeles about 15 years ago in Century City, and there was a table full of these blonde young ladies, and they had the orange skin. Maybe they were related to Trump. I don't know, but they said, "Oh, we love your accent. What part of England are you from?" the southern part. Yeah.
Well,
the southern part. I thought we were supposed to be dumb ones.
So what were you saying? Stuff like "jolly good, y'all."
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, listen, I missed the party back there that you were having. I had to fly in. I was actually in Franklin, Tennessee. It's for a. I know. I was so close, but it was on the 4th, and I was there on the 27th, I think, or the 26th.
And I thought about calling you up, and but I'll tell you, it was in and out, and the fire started here, and I was in Franklin doing a interview for a documentary that the Tea Party is going to be putting out, and they kind of got me in there at last minute notice, saying, "Oh, you got to be here on Thursday, the Red Eye In and Red Eye Out." Otherwise, I was going to try to hook up with you guys on your August 4th party, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Well, we're going to be doing it every year now. So, we'll let it go this time.
I'll try to make it there next time for sure. I really like the area. I mean, I was kind of surprised at how nice it was in that area as far as good
drink. Yeah, it's amazing when people from California and New York come down here. They're like, "Oh, man, you have indoor plumbing."
Yeah,
is that a Ferrari?
Yeah, where's all the dirt floors at?
Yeah, we're the flyover peons, you know. I mean, it's hilarious. They think we're dumb as hell, but you know what? During the past 8 years, we kept an economy here.
Yeah.
So we're not so dumb, I don't think. How's that a California and New York economy going?
I don't know. I guess I think we must have the dumbest people on earth then here, because our economy is
in
shambles.
But it's hilarious that, you know, we are so stereotyped here, man. They beat us like a rented mule.
It could be those colloquial sayings, you know. It's like I get the same thing. See, I was born up in Northern California, which is not where San Francisco's at. I was born on the border at Yreka, you know, and I'd go back and forth. My office was down in San Mateo. And down in San Mateo, you know, I was a redneck hillbilly from the hills, and then I go home and I was a city boy.
You need to get out more, man.
So let's talk about this YouTube thing. I mean, I got your video. I guess it was on Thursday or something, and I didn't even get the chance to watch it twice. I watched it the first time, and then I went back, and it said that you were blocked because you
I couldn't get it either.
Yeah, infringed on somebody's copyright. What happened?
YouTube. I want to start one, you know, from here, we'll just call it Y'all, too.
I like it.
No, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. In fact, I'm going to stop posting the shows on YouTube, I've decided, because they're too, you can't rely on them. And I need reliable platforms for my show.
Right.
I mean, and they have blocked two of the last three episodes.
I'm trying to figure out what was their reasoning. I mean, copyright infringement.
Sometimes they say copyright infringement. Other times they say inappropriate content. And one time, see, I have some of my own original music. And they go by these algorithms.
Right.
And anyway, and my YouTube channel is called Jodan Media. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. But anyway, they blocked one of my videos once. They said I was in the copyright violation of using Jodan Media's material.
Using your own stuff. I think they got an algorithm that says something about him being from Tennessee, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're not feeling the love. We're not feeling the love. You know what we're doing? We're still going to kick their... Oh, I almost said a bad word.
It's all right. It happens a lot on the station.
We're still going to be victorious. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, because, you know, the real deal is, what kind of platforms are you looking to move to? Because, you know, we're talking about the same thing here. We're getting ready to maybe go do a platform and set up some videos for what we've been doing. We've been doing the radio show now for, 8 years or something, and we don't seem to – but we want more coverage, you know. And those platforms have a lot of coverage, the YouTube and Google and Facebook and all of those guys. But, they're, you know, they should be the Nazis, the YouTube Nazis now, you know. What do you do?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, I don't want the government getting involved in anything unless my house is almost burnt completely down. And then, you know, call the fire department. But I think I think the social media needs to be regulated somehow. It's become much more than just a little internet toy. You know, it's become the largest communication platform on the planet.
It is the printing press.
World.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they've got more information in one little area, and now all this is controlled by some little snowflake tyrants out there and you're all part of the country? I don't think so. Well, so what we're going to do, let them do their thing. We're using smaller platforms, and I'm recommending to people who are following other conservatives, you know, subscribe directly to that conservative. Do not subscribe to them through Facebook or Twitter, or I mean, you can do that, but if you want to stay in touch with them, do not rely on the socials. Subscribe to their websites.
Yeah, go straight to their websites. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds cut out the middleman. So, I mean, y'all can come straight to me because we're like, we go way back. We're too close. We don't need no middleman.
Hell, I agree.
Come to my website and hang out with me.
I agree. I agree. And then they can go to, so people, if they want to get your videos, go to your website, Intellectual Frog Legs.
I will always have a platform. And like, I've been using Vimeo, but I just saw Vimeo, remove somebody. But you know what? We also, in addition to Vimeo, we've got this new one called, BitChute, mm-hmm. and another one called YouTube, and another one called Real.Video. So they're not getting rid of us. Oh, hell no.
Sounds like conservatives need their own server farm.
Well, you know what? We do. But see, we've got so many. See, the biggest misnomer out there is that the conservatives are the rich ones.
Right.
I don't know any conservatives that got any money, man. Hardly. You know, real conservatives. I mean, and it's, but you know, that's one of the many lies that they saturated society with, is that, you know, the Republicans are the rich ones. Well, I'll tell you what, you name the top 10 rich people you can think of in the United States, I'll guarantee you over 90% will be Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
1%.
Well, it's like they want you to believe that, you know, to give up all your monies for the good of society, but they don't want to give up any of theirs.
Well,
yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Yeah. So,
anyway.
They need to come down to Tennessee. We'll teach them some things, man.
I just pulled up your website, Jonanne, and I was looking at your T-shirts there, and I love them. I actually ordered one, and so I'll be sending you a video so that you
can... Oh, yeah, make sure. Because you know the story is that when you're watching... The T-shirt, for those of you out there listening, the T-shirts, they probably have a big F-U for Frog Leg University. So what it is when you watch Intellectual Frog Legs, you know, you get so smart, it's like going to Frog Leg University. So when some fruitcake asks you, how did you get so smart? You just look at them and smile and say, F-U.
You gotta love that. You know, I've been trying to get on to find you on Liberty One TV, and I can't seem to find you anywhere down there. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, I'm supposed to be there. I don't even watch my show, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I get too distracted by the host's good looks.
Well, you ought to think about maybe CRTV. I wonder how that would work.
I'm not a former Never Trumper. They won't let me on that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you had to be a Never Trumper.
I'm ignored by every one of the every conservative media that you respect has ignored me.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, I just for the record, you know, I guess the media is already inundated with Southern conservatives, evangelical. That's what it is.
Well, that's probably what kills you, is the fact that you're coming from a Christian perspective.
Well, there is definitely the old entrenched conservative media and the news stations and stuff. They definitely have their own little private club and camp, and then us, the new... you know, citizen media, as they call us, are the great unclean, the great unwashed ones. So there's not a lot of back and forth there.
Well, you know what? I don't care. They're not going to. I have what we've done here. And see, I come from a marketing background. I come from real estate and banking and insurance. So I come from I don't come from a media background. I've only been in media for a few years. And I found that people in the media are the biggest, trying to keep my language clean here. But they never do what they say. They've got the biggest egos in the world. But they're not going to keep me down. They're not going to keep down Frog Legs. We're in our sixth year now. And you know, we're used to being rejected by, you know, I used to be on Breitbart. My material used to appear on Breitbart before Andrew died. Mm-hmm. And when he died, I've never been back.
Hmm.
But you know, that's all right. We're building our own little modest following. Nothing big, but it's, you know what? It's making a living for me, and I got a low overhead, so I can deal with it. So we'll be rolling with the punches.
Good.
And but Rob, this is an exciting time, man, to be in America. This is so exciting. And well, yeah, we're going to prevail. But Trump is bringing this thing around, and I just had to say that on the California airwaves. Trump is rocking it. He is rocking.
Yeah, you know, if we could get some of these obstructionist rhinos out of the way, it'd sure go a lot better too.
Well, you wait till November. You wait till the blue wave is the tidy bowl, is what that is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the opposite of that, Joe Dan. I think it's going to be a red wave. I really believe that right now. I haven't got anything to the contrary with polls to say different. But I mean, remember the election in November, you know, in 16. Gosh darn, Trump didn't have a prayer in hell. I mean, he was
even bothered to show up.
These guys are dumber than I'm not going to say it, but the fact is that these guys, the pollsters, seem to be dumber than bacon on a.
I don't know how dumb they are. I mean, we used to think, man, I think there might be a little bias in our media.
You think?
Really?
And then now it's like, they know what they're doing. This is so intentional.
Oh, absolutely.
We have got a record-breaking economy. I mean, just it's insanely record-breaking. And that they cannot, you know, they're not going to give him credit for anything. We are safer than we've been. And by the way, when was the last terrorist attack? I mean, knock on wood, but when was the last terrorist attack on American soil?
Las Vegas.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but the Russians are coming.
Oh, they're already here.
they're living in your computer.
In my last episode, I actually hired a little Russian girl. and she came on, and she's actually over in the Ukraine. And I paid her like $17 and a bag of Cheetos. and she did a little video. Said, "You're watching Intellectual Frog Legs, comrade."
That's funny. Oh boy. Well, you know, we got to go to a break here in a minute. Can you hang on with us, Joe Dan?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go to break here. She's keying it up, but I want to talk about the coup as well, and I want to talk about the failed coup. And all the stuff that goes with it when we come back. So hang on, stay tuned.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
That money ought to help our boys coming back from overseas. We're going to paint this country red like Reagan. Going to shoot our guns, going to eat our bacon. Can't take it no more, and I'll show you the damn door. I'll show you the damn door. And all these protests, you're throwing out some heavy words, and I'm just wondering, how the hell'd you get off work? 'Cause I got 65 long hours that I just put in last week. Now I gotta go back home. Hear you whining on TV. We're about to paint this country red like Reagan. Gonna shoot our guns, gonna eat our bacon. There's a great big bald eagle who's smiling on us, and soldiers who died for your privilege to fuss. If you wanna leave, you can't take it no more.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Well, we can't do a certain fine. It may be just a long beep in the show. If, you know,
we've got Ashley, the Ninja Warrior.
She could just hold the button down, you know.
I guess the entire 2 hours is commercial break and bleeping.
And bleeping.
Yeah.
Between all of us, we have to watch it anyway.
Yeah, that damn Pelosi, beep, beep. And anyway.
We're your back. R2-D2 impression here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Beep, 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 beep.
At least we somewhat have control over what we get out over the airwaves.
I do my C-3PO, but never mind. Anyway, we're here with Joe Dan Gorman, and he's in Tennessee, and he's owner, the perpetrator,
the perpetrator, yes,
the perpetrator of intellectual property.
Let's talk about the coup, Joe Dan. I mean, the failed coup. I guess that I mean, this could be the greatest Jedi mind thing since Star Wars with Trump. I mean, I'm getting the impression that these guys are starting to convict themselves. What do you think?
Well, it's not a failed coup until it's completely over.
Right.
But it's definitely looking that way. You know, it's extraordinary how corrupt our media is. I mean, the whole reason this thing is like it is the media is because is such a part of the deception. And I don't know. I think that I'm like you. I think it's going to fail.
Right.
I mean, it's failing. But, you know, it's never done until it's done. And, I don't want – a lot of people are getting a little complacent. And, you know, we can't let that happen. But, yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal how the media just does not look at the obvious crimes.
Yeah.
On one hand, by Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's standing there with a bloody knife. And but they keep trying to dig up stuff on Trump. So what they went from collusion to obstruction of justice to now jaywalking or something. I mean, it's insane. But people see this. But the American people are not stupid. And that's how they've gotten the power they've gotten is the American people are tolerant. They're understanding that they want to give everybody a chance. But America, they've had it with these radical lefties. I mean, just look at their numbers.
What?
Their numbers are, they're going to crap. You have test signals getting more viewers than CNN now.
I think the problem is they assume everybody's stupid because the only people they talk to is each other.
Oh, they do. It's like, now let's go to our panel of 12 Trump haters and see what they think about it. Oh, yeah, sure.
You know,
sure.
What I'm wondering about is I did a fact check on this thing, and I got the Snoops, you know, which is obviously the most honest website on the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
But my question was, how is it that Congress can have a slush fund to pay $17 million to women that they sexually harassed? And so I wanted to check and see if that was, of course, they put false on there, but they said it's not a slush fund if it's legal. And then they showed all the figures.
No, I'm serious. Are you telling me Snopes said that?
Yeah, Google it. It's did Congress use a slush fund to pay? And of course, they said no. They said that's false. And then here's their opening statement. It said that, although there's a U.S. Treasury fund devoted to paying settlements, it's not a slush fund because that implies that it's secret and used for illicit purposes.
It's not a slush fund because you caught it.
Wow, usually you only read about mountains of integrity like that.
I'm just wondering how is it what Trump's doing is a crime, but the whole Congress can do it and it's not.
I guess old Anthony Weiner and Carlos Danger must not have known about this.
These radical lefties, they are demonizing things that are legal. You know, it's like when Trump's over there talking to Putin, it's treason. No, that's diplomacy. You know, you don't sit and reprimand somebody publicly when you're trying to build a relationship. You want you don't want to escalate tensions. You want to lower them. But apparently these lefties wanted Trump to waterboard Putin on the stage or something.
Go slug him in the mouth. Go slug him in the mouth, and then let's talk about nuclear war.
Yeah.
Hit the button. See who can hit the button the quickest. Yeah. like they're playing Jeopardy. Okay, yeah. Who can hit the nuke button the fastest? I'm sorry, Vladdy, you're a little slow.
Well, the one question that I've been asking everybody that talks about this Russian collusion, they said, name one benefit that Vladimir Putin or Russia has seen out of Trump. You know, where's the payola for them getting him elected by hacking our elections? Where's the payoff?
That's so been debunked. I mean, you know what? You have, like, the Department of Justice colluding with the Clinton campaign, colluding with the FBI, colluding with CNN. And the only person that did not collude was Trump.
Yeah. That's why they're
everybody else colluding their asses off.
That's why they're convicting themselves. I mean, the one that in the last couple of days that I heard from, and I was listening to Alan Dershowitz, who's a lefty, but at least I think he tries to tell the truth. He's, you know, so this Michael Cohen pleads guilty to charges that aren't a crime. So, I mean, what kind of pressure are they is Mueller putting on? Well, yeah, okay, I guess you're going to see 30 years unless you plead guilty to something that doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
you know, they're threatening his wife. And you know what? Cohen is a snake. And make no mistake about that. But I went through a period where I was under assault by some lawyers, and on such a smaller scale than what he was up against. And I'm telling you, man, they would sit there and they would drag your butt into court, and it doesn't cost them a dime.
Right.
But every time I went in, it cost me $5,000 just to walk in the damn courtroom.
Yep.
I mean, it was like, and after like 18 months, I was ready to do anything. Just stop it.
Yeah,
so,
if you win, you get, fair, it's like going to Jeopardy. If you win, you get to file bankruptcy.
Oh, yeah, well, I tell you what, but I can understand, you know, getting beat down to a point, because that's what happened to me about 10 years ago before I got into this. And, yeah, those lawyers are nasty.
Yeah, that's a
they
fact.
Are nasty. They are a piece of work. And the Mueller gang, and Jim, but the thing is, everybody's screaming about Jeff Sessions, and I think Jeff Sessions needs to retire. I think he needs to step aside right now.
Well,
I'm
still trying to figure out what the hell's going on, because something is just absolutely not right here, and I haven't made up my mind which way it is. I can't decide whether Jeff Sessions is a moron that needs to get fired, or he's a secret agent guy who's lining up all these stuff to go after these guys because there's like 42,000 sealed indictments. I don't know all how this whole thing
well,
works.
Well, you know what? That's some good strong points, because you know even a divorce can take years.
Right.
But having said that, Jeff Sessions has been there almost 2 years.
Right.
And now he does not have to get involved in everything. But when you have the department, when you have them breaking down the doors of Cohen and Manafort's homes and offices at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning, waking up their families and throwing a Manafort in solitary confinement, and then all this other crap. I mean, there's the integrity level in today's Justice Department is no better than it was under Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder. It's no better, and I challenge somebody to tell me that it is.
That's
a joke.
I totally agree with you. The only thing that gets my spidey sense going here lately is that this back and forth between Trump and Sessions is so weird that it's like, oh, gee, it's like you say, it's a divorce, and Sessions is saying, we will not be politicizing all this stuff. And I'm thinking, if he comes out and arrests everybody in this Clinton investigation, it sure does get Trump off the hook, is the only thing I can see. But other than that, if he is not doing his job, then, yeah, he needs to go.
Well, but you know what, I'm not saying anything, you know, definite. But you know, he could very well be pulling stuff together.
Never
but it sure does look bad. It sure does look bad. And he's just letting the Department of Justice, you know, just, they're rogue. They're rogue. And now you've got this bunch up there in New York trying to take the Trump, the Trump Foundation. They want to file criminal charges against them and the Trump family.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, they need this crap needs to stop. This is just pure harassment.
Well, did they file anything against the Clinton Foundation? Or,
No, you can't do that. No, the Clinton. You can't bother the Clinton Foundation. They're good. They're here. They're still helping the people of Haiti.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other story. But I mean, are they possibly lying, doggo, to allow their enemies to set their own precedent for what they're going to use against them when this thing turns?
They could be, because, you know, again, going back to, you know, even a simple divorce could take years. So,
yeah.
And it probably does, because this thing goes, I mean, you've got tentacles going back to Eric Holder and Fast and Furious, and then Benghazi, and then the election. And nothing about that election, isn't it odd? Bernie Sanders never seemed upset that he got cheated, did he?
Yeah.
No, he just went to his new house in Vermont.
Yeah, that's how you just run against Hillary and then you get a new house. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you win, you die of suicide.
Yeah, like don't be a staffer that might be leaking information to WikiLeaks and be named Seth Rich, because that's what they do is all of a sudden you get robbed and shot down, but nobody takes anything.
Oh yeah, well that's your typical robbery, isn't it? You know, they want to let you lay there and keep your money.
That's how you do it. That's how you join the Potomac swim team.
Well, man, we're sitting on the biggest scandal in the history of probably the planet, with all this stuff on the Obama administration. They were crooked as hell.
Still are.
And, I mean, you know, and I was sitting there, but you made a point a minute ago about Alan Dershowitz. He is a good dude. I mean, he's a liberal. That's all right. But there are some good liberals out there, some honest liberals, and it's going to be important, not right away, but they need the Democrat Party to sober up.
Well, because they got liberals, and then you got progressive communists, and they're different.
Well, look at the growth
of the
progressive
communists. There's the progressive communists that have taken over the party.
Right.
I mean, they're whacked out. You got that, what's that? Who's that chick with the bug-eyed chick?
Oh, Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
No, Octavia.
The other one, yeah.
Oh, Octavia. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She majored in finance.
Oh, and foreign affairs, too, yeah. But she didn't know anything about either one.
Yeah. Well, they asked her, they said, do you think they should teach civics in school? And she said, well, that's okay, I guess, as long as they teach about other cars, but I've never been a big Honda fan.
Oh, shit. I don't doubt that. But I mean, it's phenomenal. You look at their spokesman. They got that kid, but see, they relate to kids because their arguments are so childish and their behaviors become so childish. They can't argue. They can't debate. They don't know any facts. They have to scream at you and yell and demonize you if you don't agree with them. And the word is not sustainable. This insanity. People are seeing it. I mean, I talk to Democrat voters who are like, no way in hell they can vote for the Democrats today. I mean, they're flaming commies.
Well, yeah, and they've weaponized so many parts of the government. That was the reason I was back there in Tennessee was to do that documentary with the ACLJ because, you know, we were one of the groups that initially had their applications put on hold for 8 years with no, put us in the dead zone. And then they were in the papers from the court, you know, during this process, they were talking about charging us criminally and going after these Tea Party groups criminally for filing an application for exempt status. Think about that for just a second. So I'm going to file an application because I want to be a 501c3 and get my message out there to America because I believe in truth, justice, the American way, and the First Amendment. And now I'm going to be attacked and drugged through court criminally and
they wanted to do it individually too, as a group, as individuals that were on the corporation,
yeah,
the nonprofit,
and
all of us.
Where's Lois Lerner now? Oh, she's retired on a big fat salary or pension, and nothing happened.
They're disgusting. They're disgusting. But that's what they do. They've been cheating for the last few years. I mean, it's like, with the unions, thank God the Supreme Court came in and took away their free money tree in these public sector unions. And that's going to kill the Democrats. That brings them back down to our level. And but they've had all these little rackets going on for so long and mandatory dues. That's not constitutional. But they're getting cut down to size. Especially in light of the fact that their favorite conservative jurist, Kennedy, retired. You know, because they liked him because he was kind of liberal on things. Oh, the game's changing now.
I agree.
The game is changing.
We are winning, so I think that what we should do is let in about 50 million more illegal aliens.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Oh, they're not illegal.
Yeah, but you know what? Go ahead. Right on the Sessions thing. I'm trusting in our president, and he's probably because his main word was unpredictable,
right?
And you know what? They could be putting together this kabuki theater in front of everybody, and working stuff behind the scenes.
That's what I'm. That's I, you know, I hope that that's the case because, I mean, this guy is a 3D chess player, I think, and I think he is smart. I this whole idea that Trump's dumb, yeah, we'll try running for president and winning and having a multi-billion-dollar empire globally and be a dumbass. I guess I can say that.
Yeah, that's like what Robert De Niro called him, an idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, he's a billionaire and a leader of the free world. So what does that make you, Robbie?
You talking to me?
Well, what do you think about
De Niro?
I understand.
The zero.
De Niro the zero. What an idiot. You got something wrong?
Well, that's what I was going to say. What do you think about the growth of this walk-away movement? I mean, just the other day, we had the governor of West Virginia walk away from the Democrat Party and switch to Republican. I mean, that's pretty huge.
Yeah, that's big.
But he did that about a year or so ago, didn't he?
Was that a year ago that he did that?
Time flies when
you're talking about the big guy, the really big dude.
Yeah, kind of goofy looking.
Like, he's like 9 feet tall. He's been eating some good cornbread, brother. I'm going to tell you about that.
He's a big corn-fed mule.
Because Trump has to look up at him, and Trump's a big dude.
Listen, we have to go to one more break. Excuse me.
We have to go to a break. Can you still stay with us and continue this conversation?
Sure. I'm just chilling. Sure.
All right. Very great. Good. If you want to call in, have a question or comment for a guest, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Let your good times roll.
talking about Hillary. Not that there's, you know, anything wrong with her.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State and the world. Wow. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This whole big deal. I mean, when I was growing up as a kid and playing Little League, I mean, when you were a kid, did you ever think that we would be living in the America that we've got going today?
Hell no.
Well, what we have today is, I mean, it's just, I think Obama ended up being like a wake-up call. Obama was like, you know, we were always going, the past, well, for my entire life, moving to the left. And, but with Obama, this dude like punched the gas pedal.
Yep.
And he was like, America, watch that movie Scared Straight. I don't know if you remember back when we were growing up, they had those movies to scare kids off drugs.
Yep.
Obama was our political Scared Straight.
Yep. I agree. You know, and I said it when he got elected. I said when he was getting elected because, you know, who was he running against again? Was it Romney? I said that he was better than Romney because Romney was a sleeper as far as I'm concerned. He was an ever-Trumper funded by the bankers, and we would have been business as usual because he's got a Republic. He got R in front of his name. That was back before Rhino was even known what that was. And I said, I think I would almost vote for Obama just to get this thing over with. Let's get it on the table. Let's make it known. Let's quit hiding behind the doorways and the secret that we're, you know, closet communists. Let's just get it on the table and deal with it. And I think it was the best thing that could have happened, quite frankly.
I think it is. Yeah, because had McCain or Romney, either one won, you know, we would still be on the same path. You know, with the globalists taking advantage, taking our jobs, and just sucking our wealth away from us. But that's changing.
Yep.
Oh, no, hell no. Trump ain't playing. And I love it. I love it. Because a couple of months ago, the Atlanta Fed predicted the 4% GDP, and it hit 4.1. And then... was it yesterday the Atlanta Fed just predicted a 4.8% GDP?
Well, my big fear right now is that we're starting to see a contagion in the world monetary system, and they're talking about bailing out Italy, and I think Trump's doing whatever he can. I think he's bringing manufacturing back, and I think that you're obviously seeing a bump in everything. My problem is I think that these guys are going to try to collapse the economy anyway, these globalists, because then they're going to try to pin it on Trump as the only guy who's actually trying to save it. And so I have fear that we're still going to see some big problems. I hope I'm wrong.
I think you are wrong. I think right now the economy is so strong. I mean, this is the strongest it's been. It was never this strong when I was young under Reagan. And that was the strongest it's been in my lifetime.
Well, we might be seeing a different paradigm here in California because it looks like crap here. You know, I mean, it's bad. I mean, they got them down there in San Francisco now paying. They're paying them $185,000 a year to clean up the poop off the streets and the needles. You know, I mean.
Well, but I apologize. I was actually talking about America.
Hey, we accept responsibility for nothing north south of Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't even anything past.
I don't even know them people.
Yeah, it's like Red Bluff is like the line of demarcation. I mean, anything south of Red Bluff is they're crazy. So, you know, up here in real America, up here where we live, you know, we got it's a conservative town, you know, God-fearing Christian town. Everybody pulls together. Most of it's, you know, we just went through this big fire, so we're seeing a lot of problems. But I'll tell you what, California's ready to go in the toilet. I mean, it's in bad shape.
Well, it's going to burn down or slide off or something. There's always a problem. And so now I hear I'm not out there. But I'm understanding that these fires are actually preventable.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're going to clear out the underbrush and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Yeah, they could clear. They could be clearing the fuel out. They've been mismanaging the force. There's no question. There's even rumors that they're being set by terrorists, which I wouldn't be. You know, if you found out that was true, I wouldn't be shocked at all. You know, as of right now, it's a rumor, but there's some substantial evidence behind that that could actually indicate it actually is true. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether they want California to go in the tank or the fact that it's being run so poorly in Sacramento that it's going to go in the tank. You know, it's a self-destructive thing. But let's just let in another 10 million aliens and vote in Gavin Newsom, and then we've got
no problem here.
We got an attorney general. Who doesn't even have a law license.
Well, it's what's stunning to people like me who don't live in California. I lived out there for, like, in the 80s for about a year. But you know, to look over there now and see, you know, just from our perspective, a state that has unparalleled resources.
Yep.
I mean, and man-made attractions. You got Hollywood. I mean, all these things. And how can you be broke? How do you do that? You have to try. You have to actually try to be broke.
They work at it every day.
I think we're following Margaret Thatcher's policy, you know, and we're starting to run out of everybody else's money.
Well, and then we're getting ready to elect Gruesome Newsom, who's Nancy Pelosi's nephew. That ought to put us in good
shape.
Is he
going to make it? Are they going to elect Newsom?
I mean, I'm voting for Cox because he's the only one that's got a shot, and he's, you know, at least.
I know you guys aren't voting for Newsom, but is he going to win?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on if they can. I think it's
well,
I think
a voter fraud. If they get the voter fraud under control, maybe.
Ask Bernie Sanders how reliable our elections are here.
Yeah.
Why, he doesn't care. I swear that always freaks me out. You know, they cheated his ass off it, and he's like, oh, I don't care.
Is she my new house?
He sounds, you know who he sounds like? You remember the old cartoon Blue Aardvark?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do today, huh?
What are we going to do? We're going to get some free stuff.
That's right. Like, yeah, we're going to go get some ants today.
I know if that some bitch wins, we'll be eating ants. You know?
That's what I'm afraid of here in California.
Well, we'll be like Venezuela. We need to be like Venezuela. We'll be eating our family pets and then flamingos and aardvarks and stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's pretty rough down there. Last I heard, we're like in the million percentage of inflation. It's like, you know, when was the last time you heard of a country that had 4,000,000% inflation?
Well, yeah, you can bet your ass it's not a capitalist country.
No. No. I'm pretty sure that they do away with that.
But capitalism's so evil. It's so evil.
Yeah, ask Hillary Clinton. I mean, can you imagine if we'd have got Hillary Clinton?
Oh.
I mean, it'd be like Eva Perón or something up there. I mean, probably worse, you know. I mean,
I'd already decided that if she would have won, I would want to move to Mexico and start selling hot dogs and add an EZ to my last name. I'd be Jodan Gormanez.
Hey, we've only got a couple of seconds to the top of the hour. I'm hoping you can stay with us into the next hour. And I want to talk about how do I get a diploma from FU University.
Well, then, you know, if we're going to talk about important stuff like that, how can I do anything but stay?
All right, they're going to cut us off at the top of the hour, and stay tuned for the second part of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. I don't know, because this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately, I've been feeling kind of low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall, and say, everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing, don't go. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. American presidents are amongst those remembering John McCain today.
President Trump, often at odds with the Arizona senator, tweeted out his respects shortly after news of McCain's death, saying, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." The 81-year-old died Saturday at his Arizona ranch after a year-long battle with brain cancer. Former President Barack Obama says he and McCain saw their own political battles as a privilege, something noble, an opportunity to serve as stewards of those high ideals at home and to advance them around the world. Former President George W. Bush called McCain a man of deep conviction, a patriot of the highest order, and a friend whom I'll deeply miss. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Playwright Neil Simon passed away this morning at the age of 91. He was a master of comedy whose laugh-filled hits such as The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, and the Brighton Beach Trilogy dominated Broadway for decades. In the second half of the 20th century, he was American theater's most successful and prolific playwright. The death of college student Molly Tibbetts, allegedly at the hands of an illegal immigrant, is now playing a big role in an upcoming Iowa election.
Conservatives in Iowa are scrambling to gather at least 1,500 signatures to add the name of a local attorney to the ballot to challenge incumbent Attorney General George Miller, a Democrat currently running unopposed. Organizers say they need a candidate who will crack down on people living in this country illegally. A Mexican farm worker living in this country illegally has been charged with Tibbetts' murder.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Pope Francis issued a sweeping apology this morning for the, quote, crimes of the Catholic Church in Ireland. He says church officials did not respond with compassion to the many abuses that children and women suffered over the years. He is vowing to work for justice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year? Even less with promo code RADIO20, then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
The latest food recall involves ground beef.
Fort Morgan, Colorado-based Cargill Meat Solutions is recalling over 25,000 pounds of ground beef that might be contaminated with E. coli. The USDA says the meat was shipped to warehouses in California and Colorado with the label Excel 93.7 Fine Ground Beef. It was produced August 16th and has a September 5th expiration date. So far, there have been no reports of any illnesses due to eating the meat.
Ron Durockstra reporting. A renowned organist has been accused of sexual misconduct and resigned his posts at colleges in Massachusetts and Ohio. The Boston Globe says a group of former students at the College of Holy Cross in Worcester alleged that James David Christie sexually abused them while they were at the school. Holy Cross says Christie has stepped down from his post as distinguished artist in residence. He's also resigned from Oberlin College. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A federal judge upholds a decision by the Department of Housing and Urban Development to delay an Obama-era anti-discrimination rule.
Chief Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has thrown out a lawsuit filed by civil rights groups challenging HUD's delay of the rule. Finalized in 2015, the rule for the first time required more than 1,200 jurisdictions receiving HUD block grants and housing aid to analyze housing stock and come up with a plan for addressing patterns of segregation. HUD said in January it would immediately stop reviewing plans that had been submitted but not yet accepted, and jurisdictions won't have to comply with the rule until after 2020. The agency says it's seeking to amend the rule. Jeremy House, Washington.
Today is Sunday, August the 26th, and a birthday for some famous people, including broadcast journalist Bill Whitaker. He's 67. NBA coach Stan Van Gundy, 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Go ahead. Cybermind Radio, don't label us left or right. We're Americans. I was hoping you were going to play that bagpipe with the pretty looking redhead there. But we'll get that on the next break. Anyway, we're back here with Joe Dan Gorman and
of Intellectual Frog Legs. And, man, we're talking about, is this the craziest time in the history of the world, I think?
It's the most awesome time. It's the most awesome time.
It sure is adventuresome. It's adventuresome.
You know, these radicals are screaming because they're losing power. They're losing more influence every single day. I mean, we saw that on November election, you know, when Hillary got beat. You know, that people don't listen to them anymore. And it's not gotten any better because they've gotten crazier. I mean, it's like I ran out of adjectives for the word crazy like 23 months ago.
Here's like, here's a news flash from the Gateway Pundit. Comey lied under oath to Congress.
Never would have guessed.
Hey, you know, and what a clown. He's like 6'8" trying to hide in the curtains. Hey, I'm sorry. Is it just me, or do you see a 6'8" guy trying to hide in the curtain?
He's testifying for under oath in front of Congress, and he says stuff like, "You rang."
Yeah. Yeah, that was John Kerry, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. It's
old Bolt Nick.
Well, I couldn't decide whether it was Lurch or Herman Munster. I mean, I think it's going to go back and forth, you know, depending on...
Well, if Kerry was Lurch, does that make McCain Uncle
Buster? Yeah, I hate to denigrate either one of those fine people.
Well, every time they ask, what's his name, Kerry, a question, he goes...
And they're so ridiculous. See, when he's down there in a red ride, a bicycle and busts his ass. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, you know, going on with this story on Gateway, you know, it says that Comey lied to Congress about needing a warrant to search Anthony Weiner's emails, and the FBI started their search a month prior. So it's unbelievable. And there was like 694,000 emails on this thing, and they haven't even looked at them. And these are all the emails that were coming over from, Hillary's server, the basement server, the unsecured server that everybody in the world had access to, except Congress.
The toilet server.
Unbelievable.
Well, but see, the other part of that story is that out of that, like 700,000 emails, they did look at, I guess, 3,000 of them.
Yeah, 3,000.
3,000 were selected by Peter Stroke. What a name.
Is it Stroke or Stroke?
It don't matter. It don't matter. I think he's related to the guy in the Inquirer, Mr. Pecker. So you got Peter Stroke and Mr. Pecker. And we got porn stars. And, Lord, I mean, it's getting crazy.
It is getting crazy. No question.
I mean, look, I mean, they're like, you know, seeing it. More people knew the name Stormy Daniels than they knew Crossfire Hurricane, which was the name of the investigation against Trump.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. And that's their news. And we have 24/7 news, and we don't have any reliable news.
Not even Fox.
I mean, I turn on Fox occasionally, and they're like, on New York Times reports. Well, why are you telling me what the New York Times reports? I'm tuning into Fox News. I don't give a rat's ass what New York Times says, and then or the Washington Post, you know. But it's funny they're talking about the, you know, the Washington Post is, might even be worse than the New York Times.
I think it's possible.
You know, it's owned by Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man. It's like, you know, one morning he woke up and wanted a newspaper, and somebody went out and bought him the Washington Post.
I like to call it WAPO. You know,
yeah.
You know, the New York Times, the old gray lady in WAPO.
Yeah. But what they do is just so despicable. They, like on these non-disclosure agreements, you read the article, they call them hush money agreements. What? And, you know, it's just the language they use to demonize what Trump does. You know, if it's a Democrat, oh, it's a non-disclosure agreement. But if it's Trump, it's hush money.
It's insane. I mean, it's so one-sided. It's so dishonest. It's so despicable. It's ridiculous. And now the, you know, of course, you know, if you hear the word impeachment now, if you watch the news, if you plugged into all the networks and watched a couple hours of it, you know, you'd probably have to have some kind of a counter to count how many times they're saying impeachment. And how the heck are they going to get an impeachement? I mean, you know, they're hoping that the blue wave comes in and then let's say they did impeach him. They'd have to win the House and the Senate to get rid of him. And
what do you think happens amongst the 68 million Americans?
Well, who's that? Well, that one congressman who looks like a little demented James Brown. he says
Maxine Waters?
They don't even need a crime to impeach Trump now. They don't need a crime.
Well, high crimes and misdemeanors has been translated into anything we say it is.
It's a crime.
Yeah, I mean, they were calling for the one Trump to be charged with treason for that meeting with Putin.
Yeah,
because he was nice to him.
Well,
I mean, it's like that.
I guess if you get caught on a hot mic saying, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election, I'll you know, tell Vlad that's okay because he's got a D in front of his name.
Of course, and don't ask that question again.
I know. I keep asking questions. I'm not sure why. I guess it was the way my mom raised me. Is that you're supposed to actually evaluate truthfulness? I guess.
Well, you're obviously a racist, a xenophobe, and you probably listen to the Bay City Roller.
I don't know
where that. Where'd that come from?
I was just going to say, I don't know how you put that together. I actually used to like the Bay City Rollers.
It's a Saturday night. It's a Saturday night.
not as good as, like, oh, I don't know, Sticks or the Eagles, but, you know, I mean, for driving in the car with a bunch of kids, it wasn't bad.
No, well, it's kind of hard to play on a banjo. I don't play a banjo anyway. But, you know, every time I'm out in California, they're like, well, where's your banjo? Where's your goats and sheep? They're your mom's house.
Well, they sound like they think you're coming from Iran or something.
But you know what? But speaking of Iran, I mean, look over there. Those people, they're not happy at all, the Iranian people. And maybe they deserve our support. And, you know, Obama snubbed them back in 2014. You know, they were trying to revolt against these mullahs. But anyway, but they are not happy over there. You got these women dancing and doing and there's some good looking Iranian women. I never saw them without the garbage bag. It's like, wow.
Well, and then
they're not bad looking. They can wiggle too.
And Obama really helped the people out. He gave $150 billion to their oppressors and didn't even sign the agreement. Yeah. What a guy.
Now tell me something. But my question is, Obama can get $150 billion to give to the Iranian terrorists, but Trump can't get $20 billion for the wall. How does that work?
Well,
tell me how that worked out.
I think
where did he get that money? Where in the hell did Obama get $150 billion?
It's really easy. You just go to the Treasury and instruct them to print out a bunch of new money so you can just ship
but
it over in crates.
He sent them gold bullion.
Oh.
He sent them gold.
I guess you have to go to Fort Knox for that.
I don't know. Is there?
But I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But think about it a second. You had the president send them these unmarked bills on an unmarked plane in the middle of the night, and you can't point to one of our news organizations that asked Obama about that.
Hmm. Wow, isn't that amazing?
Tell me one.
Isn't that amazing? It's like, have you heard about the study that Mark Skidmore did up there at that university? I think it's Michigan, or somewhere up north up there. But, where they found, and he tracked through their, through the website, on the General Accounting Office in Washington, and found that not only are we $21 trillion in debt, but there's $21 trillion missing. They don't even know where it went.
No, it's not important.
No, I mean,
you know, $21 trillion here, $21 trillion there. Pretty soon we're talking about some real money.
Yeah, pretty soon you're Venezuela.
Oh, did you see they had some pictures? Like, if you wanted to buy an apple, they had an apple.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
like 14 piles of currency that you want to take to buy that apple.
Yeah, we just, it's funny you mention that, because I just pulled it up on the break, and I was showing everybody on my Facebook page, I had it posted there, and we were laughing about it. It's like, yeah, you can buy a chicken for 2.5 million bolivars.
Yeah, boy, that's a hell of a chicken. That doesn't even include meat. That's one of those bony chickens.
Yeah, that's one that's dead and doesn't even lay eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those hungry Venezuelan chickens. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Act now, because it's only on sale at that price today.
Well, it's like when this whole thing started. It's like when this whole thing started back in 9/11, you know, and the Patriot Act and all that stuff. You know, what's interesting is if you ever Google Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, he comes out in a speech and says that there's like, I don't know, $2 trillion missing, $4 trillion missing. And then the next day, 9/11 happens, and nobody ever said a word about it again. I mean, what? I mean, that's our media. There you go in a nutshell. I mean, good grief. It's not a media.
Yeah, they're bought and paid for, you know, and that's one of the reasons I've actually turned down corporate affiliations. I mean, I'm all for the free market and all this, but, you know, when you have advertisers coming in and spending money with somebody who's supposed to provide, you know, objective information, you cannot keep that. I mean, you cannot keep that unbiasedness throughout when somebody's paying you big money. You can't do it.
Well, you either say, and, it's kind of like Duck Dynasty.
So what I do over there on Frogless, people just send donations.
Right.
I have to earn people's business. If I suck, you guys ain't gonna send me no money, and I'm gonna have to close up shop. So, you know, I rely on the viewers to support the show. And so, you know, I'm not being paid by some corporate entity to spend something.
Right. Well, it's just like Duck Dynasty. As soon as they started praying and talking about Jesus, boom, A&E canceled them. Because I think they're all controlled. The media is completely controlled by, you know, what, six companies or whatever. And it all goes back to the banking, I think. I mean, we've got central banks worldwide issuing currency with no backing, you know, and buying everything in sight. I mean, that's the root of our evil. And the globalist conspiracy, if you want to call it, is where they get their power. And I don't know. I mean, I think that's what's going to have to end before we really get control of America again. And by the way, it's a kilogram of tomatoes is 5 million bolivars or 76 cents in the American dollars down in Venezuela. I was just doing a check.
Wait a minute. They can buy 2 pounds of tomatoes for 76 cents.
Yeah,
that's cheap.
That's what 5 million bolivars.
They can't afford 76 cents. So.
Well, there is that part of it.
Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, it's actually 14 million bolivars or $2.22 for the chicken. I'm sorry. I misreported that, so I thought I'd better correct the record.
I'm going grocery shopping in Venezuela.
There you have it.
Yeah, now we'll only have to save up for 15 years to buy that chicken. You know, you have a 90-day same as cash deal, you know, for...
Well, you know, there's a lot of dieting going on in Venezuela these days. I hear the average Venezuelan's lost like 25 pounds. And
they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where maybe. See, that'd be a good place for Rosie O'Donnell. I swear it would. She could live the life she's always told us we should live, and she could maybe shed a few lbs.
You don't even have to go to an aerobics class.
Hmm. No, just go look in the empty refrigerator.
or run from the riot police. Unbelievable. Well, have you got anything that you want to bring up while we're on the subject of craziness?
Well, you know, the only thing is, I think we're doing fine. I think the country is getting on its footing. The only thing is these radical lefties, which is not the Democrats. It's not these liberals. It's the radical lefties.
Right.
They control all the media. I mean, they do for the vast majority of it, including the social media. And I just want to reemphasize, you know, there's so much good media out there, and don't rely on Facebook or Twitter or these others to keep you up to date. You go subscribe directly to the personalities or artists that you like.
Right. Absolutely. That's what I've been doing for a long time. I think I watch the mainstream media just to see what they're saying and what kind of crap they're shoveling, you know. But I get all my information off the internet. I think that anybody who's watching MSNBC, LSD, and the Clinton News Network has got to have their head examined if they think they're getting facts.
Oh, it's so much worse than that on online. For example, on Twitter will not allow me to run an advertisement. And I mean, that's just, and it's not a freedom of speech issue. It's a manipulation of the marketplace.
Right.
Picking winners and losers.
Yep.
Consistently changing the rules. And so I'm trying to run an ad, and I've been doing on this for like a year. And then they say, well, you're not eligible for Twitter ads because you're, content is inappropriate, and I'm like, okay, I don't use I don't drop F-bombs or profanity like that. I don't threaten people. We don't use graphic imagery. So I'm asking, what did I do that's inappropriate? And I will fix this because this is my business. It is too important to me. And they will not tell me. They said, well, maybe you don't use bad language, and maybe you don't use graphic imagery, and maybe you don't threaten people, but that doesn't mean it's not inappropriate, and you're inappropriate. Really?
Wow.
I mean,
maybe you should.
In the old days, in advertising, if you wanted to advertise on the TV or radio, they had to let you, unless you were specifically breaking a law or threatening someone.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I don't know why the rules that apply to radio and television don't also apply to the internet. And I think that's why I think I'm for the first time in my life, I am calling for some government intervention. They got to do something.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you put on their intellectual Marxism, you'd have a huge platform. And that's really what we're talking about is these guys are Marxist, and there's only about 1% of the whole population, I think, the last figure I saw, was there's only about 1% of these guys. But you remember Lenin said, if I give me a good 100 men and I'll take over a country. And that's because he puts them all in key positions of power to control the thought processes of the masses, and you know, whether it's through the paper, TV, you know, all the information that they're trying to get, you know, only the information they want the public to see out there and eliminate everybody else, and then you don't know what alternatives there are to choose.
Oh, and that's talking about the only other aspect of this is over there on Facebook. You know, Prager University is one of the most respected entities out there. You know, they're an educational website. They do phenomenal videos that they don't attack. They're educational.
Right.
And Facebook cut out 99% of their traffic.
Right.
99%. Then Gateway Pundit did another study, and basically all your top conservative sites on Facebook have lost over 90% of their traffic. in the past year and a half.
Well, and I guess that Prager University has got a lawsuit filed, and they're asking for donations to go after these guys because that's what needs to happen, is that they need to be sued, and there needs to be some kind of a fairness regulation of some sort that, I don't know, maybe it's because Al Gore invented the Internet and all this stuff is why we can't get out there.
It's his algorithms. he's quite a dancer.
Yeah, he looks like, you see him when his hair is slicked back, he looks like Eddie Munster grew up or something, and he's, you know, or Count Dracula. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy, but... anyway, I think we have to. Do we have to go to? We'll give a few more minutes.
I gotta go. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
We would love to have you back sometime soon. And hey, you know, look for my video.
We'll do it.
All right.
God bless you guys, and y'all have a great Sunday.
All right,
you
on
too,
Sunday, Dan. All right. Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah. That's Joe Dan Gorman, Intellectual Frog Legs. You can go to Intellectual Frog Legs and sign up for his videos. And I think he's very good at what he does. It's intellectualfroglegs.com, and you can watch all his videos there. And he's very entertaining and very quick on wit.
He's a quick wit.
He's a quick wit.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's very.
But he speaks a lot of good stuff. You know, he does it in a fun way. But he does cover a lot of different subjects and a lot of truth to what he says.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Even so,
and it's up to us, to get the information out there. I mean, like about Twitter and things like that, coming from somebody like that. So
Yeah.
Just so people know.
We get to hear about John McCain died at 81 for the next...
I don't think we want to go there.
You know, it's just,
I don't think we want to discuss that
probably
one.
Probably not, but there's a bunch of other stuff we should be discussing.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that.
And, you know, we got elections coming up. We got, you know, despite the media hell week, we got Trump's approval numbers still 2 points ahead of Obama at the same point in his presidency. We can talk about...
And it's probably more than that. They're not going to give us all of the truth. It depends on where you're pulling that from, but I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, I'm thinking about starting a new segment on the show called The Pedophile of the Week, you know, and every week we can talk about... I mean, look what happened to the Catholic Church, and I mean...
And that's been going on a long time.
That story is increasing now.
Right.
To the fact where they've got these priests that are being indicted all over now for sexual abuse of children, and then they found out that the archdiocese knew about it and covered it for it. And now they're saying that they have links all the way to the Vatican and the Pope being aware of it and covering for it.
It's like the radical left-wing Pope Francis was accused of covering up archbishops. That was a slip of the tongue there. Archbishop. That's a hard one to say five times fast, like save a cedar shingle thin. Yeah. Shave a cedar shingle thin? Anyway, he's covering up the Theodore McCarrick's allegations of sexual abuse. So this would go all the way to the top.
Right. Okay. And it's been this way a long time, and you hear about this on the media and everywhere, right?
But there's been like 20, since July or June or whatever it is, I saw the figures, there's been like 5,000 pedophile arrests.
Yeah, and like I say, it's been going on a long time. We're going back. I don't even know how many. A lot.
We got this 40,000 sealed indictments in the Justice Department. What the hell is going on? Is it me or is it just...
Well, going back to the Catholic Church, those guys have the right to hide that and keep that information within the church. I'm just saying.
I don't know. And now we got to talk about this Republicans block Senator Rand Paul's effort to defund Planned Parenthood. The Republicans blocked it. I haven't read the story yet.
Which Republicans would that be?
I haven't read the story yet, so I'm going to try to open that up while we go to the break here.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Depends what we're walking away from.
Walking away from the Democrats and the morons and progressives and communists. Good grief. If you're still in their team, you got issues, man. You don't care if we end up being like Venezuela, because that's where we're headed if we don't put a stop to this. I mean, look at California.
California.
185,000 to clean up the poop down San Francisco.
And we wonder why we're broke. And there's a problem.
Well, I'd want $500,000 a year to clean up the poop in San Francisco, and then I'd pay somebody $185,000 to keep the rest, you know. I mean,
there's an easier solution to that problem. Just
yeah,
I am.
I know. I wanted to get the words of wisdom in for Sunday. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. I like that. That's from Raleigh. Sally, the one who never gives up. Okay.
They can't give up.
Let's see. Republicans block Senator Rand Paul's effort to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, they're Republicans. Really? It's like this whole thing with John McCain. All of a sudden, the Democrats are coming out. What a great guy he was. Yeah, he's a great Democrat, you know. I get it. You know, Sarah Palin put out a nice statement, and, you know, she's a very kind lady. And, you know, when somebody dies, okay, you know, you're supposed to, you know, not disrespect the dead. But at the same time, when you see a headline like this, and it's like, what? So it's always the same players. You know, it's the same players that, you know, do this. I mean, we got Collins of Maine and Murkowski in Alaska. You know, we have three or four of these, Donnelly and then McCain, you know, which is no longer there. But they're not Republicans. Okay. Unbelievable. So this last week, the 20-week abortion ban falls, vote on 51-46. That was...
No, so does it say which Republicans?
Yeah, I now this one is an old bill that they voted in, and I'm trying to look to find out who it is. But I would guess, I'm going to guess that it's the same players every single time. You know, that, you know, they laud as, oh, they're Republicans. Some Republicans, no, they're not really Republicans, you know, vote for these people. And, you know, it's.
Yeah, don't look at just the letter behind the name.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go a little bit further than that and do some homework and get some education about the individuals.
There's, I mean, it's like, here's another headline. Same liberal media that called John McCain a racist and a nice, so Islamophobia praised him as a hero in death. So now he's a hero. They hated him before. Now he's a hero. You know, anyway. Robert's going to keep his mouth shut on this one.
I'm biting the hell out of my tongue.
Said we didn't want to go there. We don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy, 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 but maybe not crazy. Maybe it's, that's just disinformation campaigns. You know, to get us to thought shape our...
But that's what the Democrats
the
do all the time.
The presidential pardon from Nixon for treason for his actions in Vietnam or fake news, right? Screw that guy. Sorry. Like I said, I'm trying to bite my tongue. I'm not a John McCain fan.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but like what he was saying, what amazes me is it's good one time, and no matter whether it's John McCain or whatever, the Democrats, in the past it's good, now it's not. Or yeah. What? You know what I mean? They're, like, jumping all the time from one thing to another. From yeah.
Well, I mean, when you...
What
you
do we
the,
get out of it?
The people that are, you know, pushing this idea of what a great American hero John McCain was.
Ow.
And it's death of an American legacy and all of this. And who's pushing it? The mainstream media and the Democrats. Ought to tell you something about John McCain.
Yeah.
Once again.
Anyway,
we have a caller on the line. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. You guys had to bring it up. I've been thinking about this since I heard John McCain passed away. I knew the mainstream media was going to, first thing off the bat, they were going to say John McCain and Trump didn't get along. And if you look at the mainstream media, like the Facebook feeds and all that stuff and the Yahoo News, the first thing they said was, you know, oh, it's Trump's adversary, and they really spun it negatively, and then they turn right around and do what you guys are talking about, you know, start praising him and all that stuff. And it just seems like a divisive measure they're taking to divide us even more, and it's just really sad.
Well, that's
very sad.
That's the name of the game, is divide and conquer. I mean, whether you keep the gays away from the straights, the blacks from the whites, the...
Lie.
Yeah, keep everybody divided so that you don't ever unite to get rid of the guys that are the real problem.
Right. Anyways, I just thought I'd throw that out there, so...
Hey,
thanks for calling in. We appreciate that.
All right, folks, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, it's like, we're not really talking about the U.S. State Department endorses South Africa's policy of changing its constitution to legalize stealing land from the farmers based on skin color?
Yes, just mere weeks after our great former President Barack Obama was over there praising their form of government.
Yeah. Yeah, and evidently they're murdering people and taking their land and white farmers and
murdering them wholesale.
Yeah. But that's okay, because they're white.
Well, one of the things that didn't get reported, strangely, was last Tuesday, Donald Trump did release a tweet stating that he has directed the State Department and the Department of Defense to start looking into the situation in South Africa.
Who said that?
Trump.
Hmm.
Mainstream just kind of missed that one.
I guess they just missed that. I mean, here's
constant.
You know, man. You also have Australia that's working very hard to expedite people trying to flee the country and get them Australian citizenship and, you know, basically get them out of harm's way because these people are being murdered for their land because of the color of their skin.
Well, you know, I mean, that's not racist, though, is it? I mean, that's...
They're white people.
They're white people, yeah.
No problem.
So the definition of racism is only applies to everybody but white people, right? In fact, white people are the only ones that can actually
be
racist.
Yeah.
And if you kill white people, you're not a racist if you just kill them because they're white.
Yeah.
So what is racism actually? What is actually so? It's like there's like an exception to the rule. If you're white,
no, you're just racist.
Oh, I got
that's the exception. You're right.
I got to study up on this because I'm just not sure exactly how it works. Yeah. So
you'll never get it figured out.
Now I got an article here from Zero Hedge. I laughed a lot. Trump offered to help Italy buy its bonds. I mean, who's buying our bonds? Who's going to bail us out? I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but I'll tell you what. I see a worldwide thing coming here, and maybe I'm
wrong.
Do
we really have bonds anymore?
Yeah, we have bonds, and they sell them and print them every single day.
Well, I mean, but really, they're just paper, just...
Well, that's what a bond is.
They just keep going.
We have currency that buys bonds, and it's a promise to pay backed by nothing.
So what's the difference, currency or the bond?
Well, not really anything. As long as you believe it's okay, then you can buy.
Unless you're banking on the Big Short on a global scale,
maybe. I don't know. I'm just reporting. Here, I'm just trying to be a reporter who tries to not be biased in any way, shape, or form, but is sort of interested in what the truth is.
I'm curious as hell.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of moving pieces. You can have a lot of conjecture. You can have a lot of what ifs. But the point is need more data. It is.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on. So anyway, I had to bring that up because why are we? That's Zero Hedge. They're pretty stellar. And, 1 week ago, Goldman Sachs published a report in which it warned that the Italian bond market faces huge structural shift unless a marginal buyer of last resort emerges to replace the European Central Bank as the backstop for the Italian government bonds.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think Trump would invest in Italian bonds if there wasn't something for America in it?
No, I don't think so.
So what benefit could it be?
I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it up. Italian Italian bonds have been slammed, and they're about ready to. Italy's about ready to go under because they can't sell their bonds. And I don't know. There's something brewing. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. But I'm.
If the United States of America was the only lifeline that was keeping Italy afloat, doesn't that give us a pretty big lever to decide what Italy's up to?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what's going to keep us afloat because, we're way over 100% over GDP now, and we're going to be in the same boat as Venezuela, same boat as Italy and China, and I don't understand what's keeping us afloat other than the world reserve currency status, and then they're trying to get rid of that over there. So, I don't know. Stay tuned. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's scary, though.
Yeah.
It's real scary because we don't know what's going on, really.
If you're not prepared a little bit for some, things like fire, flood, tornado, economic upheaval, if you're not being a little prepared and, having some extra food and some water and a few things, I think you're just absolutely crazy.
Yeah, especially people here in Reading. If you didn't figure it out after the fire.
Yeah.
It just how quickly it can be upon you to where it's literally you're grabbing your go bags and you're out the door.
I guess I should bring up the latest fire report just because we've been following that lately. I think they're 95% contained. excuse me. Although it's just so smoky out there, it's...
Yeah, but we have the other fires going, too.
You got the Hertz fire. It's like... I played a joke on Linda the other day. She said, "You ever have a Hertz donut?"
I remember that.
Yeah, a Hertz donut. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We could use a little of that hurricane water from Hawaii, that's for sure.
Yeah, I got
sure they would love to give us some of it, too,
I'll try to get a report from my guy on the ground out there. I got a friend of mine who lives in Maui on the golf course at Kapalua. And, his birthday was yesterday, or the day before. And, I'm going to try to get a report. And, he said, put out a video and I posted it of, the wind coming up and everything. So I'm going to try to find out by next week how bad it got, but, we'll see.
Yeah, because those people pretty well couldn't go anywhere or do anything. They're pretty well set in there.
Yeah, basically,
but, you know,
what he said was they decided not to go to beach today.
I mean, where are you going to go? Unfortunately,
anyway,
they're kind of stuck there. And with that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Myself, I wouldn't leave. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself astray. Run away. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Being a cowboy and loving a cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My hero.
Sovereign Radio, home of Free Fire Media, Community Radio for the North State. We might have Janet Finnegan on the radio.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Exactly,
but she
when.
Will be coming to the tea party.
Tomorrow?
No. Not next, tomorrow. Next in September. I want to say September 19th. Don't quote me on that, but yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on for tomorrow. I've been a little bit out of it here, but...
I think we're doing 5 years of State of Jefferson. They're, you know, mm-hmm. It's been 5 years
okay,
of State
cool.
of Jefferson. Yeah. And moving on, I'll take it back. September 10th, Monday, September 10th, is right. When Jeanette Finnegan will be at the tea party.
Before we go to our caller, I wanted to just mention this thing. California is moving to mandate abortion pills on campus. I posted it on Facebook, and it's like, You know, does this stuff ever end?
Here's my favorite one. There's a bill that has been passed and is on its way to the governor's desk that would allow people without full legal status, I believe that's illegal immigrants, to serve in appointed offices.
Wow.
Oh.
So how does that work? It says that you don't have to be a legal citizen, but as long as you have a work permit, which is issued to you by the state, by the way, you can be appointed to government positions.
That is such BS.
So does that mean if you go against what the government in power doesn't want, they just revoke your right to work?
So with that theory, we could have Mao Zedong as a government official.
As long as Jerry Brown gave him a work permit first.
Yep.
Yeah, and isn't he also here in the next couple of years downgrading sex offenders here in California where they're turning them out of the prison and they no longer have to register all that?
In California, you can rape somebody as long as they're unconscious. It's not a it's not a felony.
It's not a felony no more.
I mean, California has gone off the frickin' crazy land deep end. And that's why we need to form another state and get that going here, and let's see how that goes. But I'll tell you what, I'm out of California if this stuff doesn't start getting turned around. I mean, I'm gone.
I think a lot of people are going and will be going
it's going to end up in a civil war.
I think that's exactly what they want.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's why I'm still here. But anyway.
With that, we do have a caller on the line. Good morning,
Lori. Hey, good morning, everybody. I think we're using the word raped maybe as a technicality, but I feel like I'm being raped consciously or not by California. This is just, it's like you have been saying, it's just never ending. I mean, the water or milk option, if you want to go to, you know, GMO McDonald's, I would avoid the milk at all costs. I'd be scared to death as to why they're only serving milk or water as an option, if I heard that right.
I haven't heard that.
The reason I'm calling is you were mentioning about the fires, and long ago, before all of this ablaze of what's really happening here, people were wondering where to bury their money, because I, for one, never trusted the banks to hold on to my money and keep it, even if there's no interest. So if the tree falls, you can't really bury it there. If you put it in your appliance, like your dryer, that could melt down. So I'm curious as to other callers, where are people hiding their money, and if you have to take off in a vehicle, how do you disguise it? You can't just run around with a little hand safe. Hey, here's the safe of all my coins, cash, money, and whatnot. Just saying, it's just making options to leave with whatever our dollar's worth, part of our go bag, as you brought up. So, bottom line, the economy, Africa, I mean, if they're going to start killing people because of their racial pigmentation.
They've already started.
The collapse of the food, crop, cattle. It's kind of not going to make a difference at the end. If the soil's destroyed and the water's being compromised, it's going to be real tough. So I agree with preppers. Start re-prepping and do your best.
Yep, I agree with Joe Dan.
Yeah. Thank you for having him. That was very refreshing to listen to all of you converse with him. Awesome.
He's a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, blessings, y'all. Catch up with you later.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, we got about 5 minutes left. Well,
and to clarify that, they are murdering people. They have been
for some time. Yeah.
And now not are they only, you know, facing these rogue bands and gangs that are out murdering, white farmers with no repercussions from the government. Now the government is essentially sanctioning it and moving in themselves to do it.
I don't know. I'm looking at this headline here. Facebook has a trustworthy rating for users, but it won't tell you what it is.
Wow.
Yeah, so, evidently they're rating users on, whether you have a good reputation or a bad reputation. So evidently their algorithms identify malicious actors. You know, that could mean you, depending on your political views, and that it's a process to prevent people from flagging mainstream news as fake. Wow.
Wow.
So
flagging people for telling the truth.
So, I think we won in the social media, with Trump, but I think the social media has now gone the other way, and they figured out that they got to control it to the point of stupidity. So we've got to get out there on the internet and find others, go directly to other sources. I mean, because if I post something on Facebook, I got almost 5,000 friends on Facebook. I'm not sure all of them are seeing it anymore.
Well, and that's happening a lot because you can tell by other people's posts or what I've been looking at lately. Hey, I've got 2,000 followers, but I don't think anybody's seeing my post. It's like, yeah, that
doing.
Happened. Yeah, exactly.
They're doing it is they're letting it go to your close friends so that, but they're stopping it from going out to the majority of the people.
I'm getting a report of a mass shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida.
At a what?
Apparently there was a Madden Football 19 tournament at a, looks like maybe a downtown mall in Jacksonville. Apparently there's been a mass shooting. I'm trying to get some more details on that.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear about that if that's the truth. And it, I don't know. I mean, wow.
Yeah, it's a breaking story. That's all the info that I have on it so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of going on this Facebook thing. We got journalist John Rappaport says Google, Facebook, and other social media censors, they're critics, not only because they are leaning left, but because they are appendages of the state. So, in other words, you know, they are, you know, in a socialist environment, you know, the media is
and who gives them that right?
Look up the work history of the guy that founded Google. That'll wake you up.
Well, I mean, Zuckerberg, you know, he wasn't really the guy. I think that it was kind of handed to him, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, so, yeah, that'll give you some you know, homework to do. I don't know. I mean, we live in a crazy
Is there
world.
A way to get around all of those guys and get information out? I mean, well, get away from Google?
Yeah.
Is there another way to,
yeah, you have
to funnel?
You go directly to people's websites.
Right.
You go... you know, direct to the source. And really what it comes to is we should be looking at forming our own search engines and our own server farms.
That's what I was wondering, how you would go about doing that.
I think that's what we're going to end up doing and having to do it because, you know, I mean, you can have a list of trusted search or websites that you can search for, but, you know, I mean, if you don't do that and you're just depending on everything on social media for Facebook or Google or Twitter, you're going to get filtered out, you know, of the stuff that you're looking for. So,
well, if we could, we can set that up to me, it'd be better and just bypass those idiots, so to speak, not to have any part of it.
Right now,
you know,
there's so many people entrenched in it that you've got to get it some kind of a platform that is going to get out there with enough,
right?
You know, charge to actually do something, but I was looking for a list of websites to go to here. I'm running a blank here. Maybe I'll try to get it done next week, but there are let me see if I can find the there's a bunch of them, and I'll see if I can post them on Facebook and get it.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't probably know that. I mean, I'm not that great with the computer, and you know, they automatically will just go to one site because they're familiar with it. You know
right.
what I mean? To a search engine to get their information because they don't know.
Right. Yeah,
they don't know how to go someplace else.
Yeah, you got to learn how to get to navigate enough to get through some.
Maybe we can help them with that too.
Yeah,
you
we'll try to come up with a list of websites like Need to Know News by Griffin and Gateway Pundit, and then we'll come up with a bunch of other ones. So I guess we're at the end of the show, and they're going to cut us off. But remember. You were born an original, don't die a copy, and professionals built the Ark. No, it was amateurs that built the Ark, and professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Force like fire is dangerous, servant of Fearful Master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, and we'll see you next week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7.